Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. It's KX93.5, Laguna's only FM radio station. 25 past 8 in the morning. Jason Fetty in for Tyler Russell. He's got tonsillitis. The poor boy, he's gargling ice cream as we speak. It's rotten. It's nice when people come in the station and do things, isn't it? Nice to have James Pribram in this morning and all that. We've got a special guest right now. Josh D'Amigo is here, all the way from San Diego.
That's right, buddy. You got us up early.
Oh, you think you got up early? What time did you get up this morning?
5:20.
Oh, that is early. Okay. You beat me. You totally beat me. Are you from San Diego originally?
I moved there in college and then loved it so much I just kind of stayed. I lived in LA for a year, realized what a terrible mistake that was.
Yeah, it's not good.
Went back down. So. Yeah. We went to, what was that coffee house? We went to the coffee shop just down the street, and the poor kid, the coffee clutch or whatever, down the street from here, he goes, I'm over Laguna Beach, I'm moving to LA. And we both kind of, my manager and I looked at him like, dude, what is wrong with you, man?
I think it's,
outside.
I think anybody up to sort of 30 might want to move to LA. Over 30 is moving out of LA.
Man, stay here, man. This is the best city I've been to in a long time.
It's
I like
pretty
it.
Nice.
Yeah.
But San Diego as a city is a brilliant place.
It's not Laguna Beach, though.
No, but it's got a bit more. You've got the city thing there. There's more
there
going
go.
On. There's
okay.
It's a bigger college. You know, if you're young, San Diego, I think, is a groovy place. And it's far enough away from everywhere else to not be affected particularly.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's good provincial.
All right, you convinced me. I'll stay there.
So I think you should stay there and maybe get married, have a few kids.
Sounds good.
You know, but just be a source of pride to your parents.
I think you're my new life coach, bro. I think it's going to go down.
I'm sending you a
thank
bill.
You. All right. Go ahead. Send me the invoice.
Terrible advice, but you have to sign a release form that says if your life crumbles and goes to crap, it's not my fault.
Fair enough.
So anyway, musician, songwriter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we've been playing your stuff on the radio over here at Friend of Mookie's, who was original music director.
Yeah.
You do a show with him on another radio station, which we're not going to mention.
That's right, but we do a show every Sunday night over there in that San Diego spot, and he's one of my best friends. So, yeah, he got me in here. He showed me your guys' mural. What do you call the...
The glass.
The
glass. Windows. The colored glass, yeah, the multicolored windows.
How can you focus in here with that going on?
When they first put them in, they were way brighter than they are now.
Uh-huh.
It was very psychedelic, and it weirded me out for a little while.
I like it, man. But, yeah, he brought me up here not too long ago, maybe about a year ago. I think I was one of the first ones to sign your guys' wall, and I was like, this wall is empty. Now it's like full.
I know, yeah. It looks like student bedroom now, student flop house in here. Hey, will you play us a song? We'll talk a little bit more.
Yeah, this is the new single from my new album called I Will Be There. It goes like this. When the very earth you stand on starts to tumble down, when you've overstayed your welcome and you're tired of this old town, when your friends, they all desert you and you wanna come around, just give me a call. When you're tired of all the liars and all the politics, when your heart is nearly broken and you feel like you could quit, when your world just won't stop spinning and you want it all to end, just give me a call and I will be there. Put the blue back in your skies. I will be there before the tears fill up your eyes. I will be there to hold you through it all. Just give me a call. When you're searching for a reason, but it just can't be found, when you're all filled up with poison and your body's in the ground. When you want someone to love you without making a sound, just give me a call and I will be there to put the blue back in your skies. I will be there before the tears fill up your eyes. I will be there to hold you through it all. Just give me a call. And I will be there to put the blue back in your skies. I will be there before the tears fill up your eyes. I will be there to hold you through it all. Just give me a call. Just give me a call.
Josh D'Amigo live in the studio at KX 93.5. Wow, man, that is a big old hook right there.
Thank you, bro.
That's what that is. Fantastic. I almost wanted to sing along.
You should have, man.
No.
It was thin. It was thin. I needed a little more full.
It was everything but thin. It was really great.
Thanks,
now,
man.
You played last night, didn't you, at the Padres game?
Yeah, I sang the national anthem at the Padres game, and I was getting all excited about it, all stoked, and then I go up to sing. James Shields is looking at me, and I'm like, what? And the monitor didn't work. So I had to sing the national anthem, basically listening to my echo back at me. And like, I just closed my eyes and said, "Dear Lord, let this be over soon. Please don't mess up. Please don't mess up. I don't want to be that guy."
Yeah, no, it's not, man. It's such a hard thing to do. Especially the national anthem is like something biblical. Like if you get wrong, you know, God forbid you should get it wrong.
And then you're un-American.
How's it going now? Goes, "God save our grace."
I think that's someone else's. I don't know. Yeah, that's not ours. I don't think that's ours.
That would be my great fear. Step up to the mic and just sing the wrong national anthem.
Or like get on like one of those top 10 lists of worst national anthems, you know, where like you look down and you see Michael Bolton had it written on his hand.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that video.
No.
And then there's one with, who's the one in San Diego? Roseanne Barr, like just butchered it in San Diego. And everybody, it's so bad sometimes.
Yeah.
But my manager's really nice. He sent me like all the worst national anthems every day. I'd wake up with a text from him saying, "Don't be this guy," and then have a clip to a video of someone singing it really poorly.
Yeah.
So great motivation there to not suck. I need a new manager. If anybody's listening, I'm looking.
He's like just sending one text. Goodbye. Bye. Oh, mate. Well, it's not an easy thing to do, and obviously you survived. So.
Well, we're here.
Yeah. It's amazing. What a brilliant thing to do. I'm not going to ask you to sing it right now because I don't want to hear
patriotic
it.
Patriotic in the car on the way to work. You know, everyone's looking for the flag.
I might get you to do it. I'll record it a bit later and we'll play it on Memorial Day.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
All right. Yeah, we could do something like that. That's cool.
I like the idea.
Yeah, it's fresh. It's fresh in my mind. I remember the chords. That's all right.
So what's happening with local brew? You're playing at the House of Blues. We've been giving away tickets to this, actually. I should know better. House of Blues on the 30th of May. That must be a week away from now, something.
Yeah, I think it's like next Saturday night.
Next Saturday night at the House of Blues Anaheim. There's a load of people playing.
Uh-huh.
They've got, now let me just go to the website.
There's like 40 different bands, 50 bands, some crazy amount.
No, it's 50 beers.
50 beers.
50 different beers.
We're going to have to try them all. There you go. 17 bands. 50 beers. I got that mixed up.
And 20 breweries and more, it says. Three stages.
Okay.
All ages, 5 p.m. to... doors are at 5 p.m. And you get a wristband and you go and you... It's all local beer and local music.
That's
and
right.
It just sounds like it's going to be a load of fun. Dead easy to give these tickets away. People are just snapping them up, actually.
Yeah, and it's all SoCal bands, and everybody seems really cool. I checked the website and everything, and it's really rad. And the House of Blues is having me headline the whole thing. So you have all these bands, and then you're going to see me acoustic while you're waving at me.
You're the headline. Did you realize
isn't that?
Isn't
that crazy?
I would have treated you with a little more respect if I'd known.
I should have walked in with a headliner vibe. I came in all nondescript.
Yeah, you should be
here to party.
Where's my coffee?
Wait, you didn't get it yet?
Who are you? He plays another song.
Yeah, I'll do another one for you.
I'd love it if you would.
Cool. All right, this one is this is a track that I played here the first time I came in. It's called Pocket Change. It's about a broke singer-songwriter friend of mine. It's definitely not about me. It's about me. Second Street and Broadway, there's this little bus stop. Just an ordinary downtown of a city just around the block. Jay picks up his six string and he starts to sing the blues. He plays the king, a little bit of old school and a couple of new ones too. You see, back where he's from, there's this girl that broke his heart. Her blonde hair and her giggle, well, it just tore the boy apart. So he traveled to the city where he flat out disappeared, to Second Street and Broadway in a town not too far from here. And he sings a song that he wrote for her, even though she's miles and miles away. He dreams of when he held her close, yeah, 'cause oh, how time has changed. Then he switches to a minor key. The memory won't fade away. And now he's 12 cents short of a bus ride home. Playing for your pocket change. Now, you could toss him a nickel, a dime, or maybe even drop a five. He don't care because he's nowhere near there. You see, his mind's on auto drive. And he's thinking of that time when she held that baby cat. And the poor boy sneezed the whole way home, but he didn't seem to mind that. And he's praying one day maybe she'll love him again. But he noticed your buck and he nods and he flashes you this stupid little grin. The bus pulls up and no one moves because no one wants to leave. The night's young and this kid's doing pretty good, pretty much everyone's agreed. And he sings the song that he wrote for her, even though she's miles and miles away. Dreams of when he held her close, yeah, 'cause oh, how time has changed. And then he switches to a minor key. But the memory won't fade away. And now he's 12 cents short of a bus ride home. Playing for your pocket change. Couple of hours later and Jay just shakes his head. All he needed was 12 cents, but now he's holding $18 instead. You know everyone likes it when they start to sing along. All because of love he had that just ended so wrong. And he sings a song that he wrote for her, even though she's a million miles away. He dreams of when he held her close, yeah, 'cause oh, how time has changed. Then he switches to a minor key. But the memory won't fade away. And now he's 12 cents short of a bus ride home. Playing for your pocket change. Shaker solo. Yeah, get it? That's exactly it. That's the, yeah. There you go. I like that shaker, man.
I couldn't resist it. I could not resist it, man. Oh, man. Storyteller and songwriter and just overall good guy. Josh D'Amigo is here in the station and he's still smiling even though I got out of my
It's
from the Bahamas. Tyler Russell, the station boss, brought it back for me.
You know, I could hear it. That sounds like a Bahama shaker to me.
It is very classic.
You know, I'm an artist, so I know stuff like that off the top of my head. I was like, you know what? That one sounds like a Bahama shaker.
Yeah, no, I know that people like you obviously spend whole nights in the studio auditioning
getting the right
shaker
sounds. That was wow. Yeah. You guys just had it here.
I know. I nailed it. I did nail it, actually. Yeah. Hey, so Local Brews, Local Grooves on the 30th of the 5th. That's next Saturday night at the House of Blues in Anaheim. We've got tickets to give away, and we'll give those away a little later on. New record, Josh.
Yeah, it came out in October. And it's I just got signed to Random Records down in San Diego. Dude, awesome guys who take care of me, and they put this thing out. We put, I think, 10 songs on there. Had this crazy band of, like, I think the average age of players on the record is like 83. So they're all like these bad mothers, you know, they
right,
play,
guys,
man.
I know.
They play. And yeah. So I'm really stoked on it. I think it's the best thing we've put out so far. We got funny songs in there. We got, you know, songs that'll get you excited about life, and songs that'll get you disappointed in life. So I think if you want to feel something, this is the record for you.
Josh D'Amigo, I Will Be There, out right now on Random Records. So where can people find this? Online?
JoshD'Amigo.com, iTunes, anywhere that they have got music, except for, I think, like, you know, Sam Goody, if that's still around. I don't think my records are in Sam Goody.
Yeah, no,
so I think we're safe.
Yeah, they're not. What was the name of that video store that used to do records as well? And then it just folded. Is it Woolworth?
Oh,
well, I don't know.
I don't know, maybe.
Anyway, Josh D'Amigo, thanks for coming in. It's just, you sound great, man, and good luck, and we'll see you at Local Brews, Local Grooves on the 30th. Have I covered everything? Is there anything else you'd like to say to the world?
No, I just love you guys, man. Thank you for being so polite as drivers. This is the easiest, this little freeway, highway thingamajigger. Nobody flipped us off the whole drive.
Really?
Yeah, it was really nice.
Because we pay a couple of guys to do
that.
I know what's happened.
They didn't come to work at 6 a.m., I guess.
Wow, man, really great to see you. Thanks for coming in, Josh D'Amigo, everybody, on KX 93.5. Here's a track from an older record by Josh D'Amigo. It's called All Right. You're listening to Lagunas Only FM.
I'ma be okay, gonna be all right. Just hit the lottery. Now he says he don't remember me. Box up everything I had and more. Gave it all away to the Goodwill store. And I can feel today it's gonna be a real bad day. But I know that I'm gonna be alright. Alright, I'ma be A-okay. Ain't nobody gonna chase my son away. I'ma be alright, I'ma do just fine. Gonna leave all of my troubles and cares behind. I'ma be okay, gonna be alright. My girl just ran off with my best friend.
Give me some of that sugar.
Now they ask me to be their best man.
Josh?
I just watched my car get repossessed. I hear there's a reward for my arrest.
There he is, get him!
I can feel today it's gonna be a real bad day. But I know that I'm gonna be alright. Alright, I'ma be A-okay. Ain't nobody gonna chase my son away. I'ma be alright, I'ma do just fine. Gonna leave all of my troubles and cares behind. I'ma be okay, gonna be alright. Alright.
Waiting at the restaurant for my date. Checking my watch cause she's running late. But it's all good, I just ordered a drink. Hour and a half go by and I start to think that I've been stood up. Now that's just wrong, I never should have signed up for Match.com. Now I'm on the verge of crying in my beer and turning my drink into a Jack and Tears. Next thing I know she's calling me and asking for an apology. Turns out I was supposed to meet the girl from eHarmony.
Alright, I'ma be A-okay. Gonna chase my son away.
Get out of here, you rugrat.
I'ma be alright, I'ma do just fine. Gonna leave all of my troubles and cares behind. I'ma be okay, gonna be alright. I'ma be alright, I'ma be A-okay. Ain't nobody gonna chase my son away. I'ma be alright, I'ma do just fine. Gonna leave all of my troubles and cares behind. I'ma be okay, I'ma be okay, I'ma be okay, gonna be alright.